Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of our Lord that we consider this morning is taken from the Old Testament book of Daniel, chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince, who stands watch over the sons of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever, forever and ever. So far, our text. Please be seated. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who as the church's head rules over everything and everyone for the sake of his church, dear fellow redeemed. In the movie industry, one popular type of movie deals with the theme of apocalypse. The term apocalypse has the meaning of an event involving great and widespread destruction. When speaking of the apocalypse, it is referring to the final destruction of the earth that is described in the biblical book of Revelation. These movies are rather dark and foreboding, portraying doom and gloom. The storylines have forces of good battling the forces of evil, with the world's existence hanging in the balance. When speaking of movies, we're talking about fiction, not real life happenings. However, we know divine prophecies of an apocalypse that is not fiction. It is a fact. There are apocalyptic prophecies in the Old and the New Testament scriptures. And one of the apocalyptic prophets is Daniel, whose words we consider this morning. While living in Babylon during Israel's captivity, Daniel received revelations from God foretelling the rise and fall of powerful nations, one after the other. A number of those nations were in power during the life of Daniel, and other nations that came after Daniel. Many nations have risen and fallen. And the reason for the fall of the many nations in past history is because the rulers and their citizens rejected the one true God. Daniel's prophecies also included the foretelling of the apocalypse, that is, that which will take place in the last days leading up to Judgment Day. The prophet speaks of it in this way in our text, "And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time." Speaking of this very same thing, Jesus refers to it as the Great Tribulation. The time of trouble, or Great Tribulation, is due to the battles of the forces of evil with the forces of good. The forces of evil are, of course, the devil, his evil angels, and the unbelieving world. And the forces of good are the Lord and his people who believe in him and follow him. Each are vying for souls, human souls. The forces of good, the Lord and his people, they're vying for the eternal salvation of human souls. And the forces of evil, they are trying to destroy human souls eternally. The great comfort we have as Christians in such troubled times is that our Savior has already conquered the devil through his perfect life and his sacrificial death on the cross. With the devil defeated, he cannot overpower us and defeat us as long as we continue to look to Jesus and his word in faith. This, of course, doesn't mean that the devil, the arch enemy, is going to quit in his attacks upon us. He's going to keep at it in order to lead us into unbelief. In fact, the book of Revelation reveals that in the latter times, the devil will be unleashed to deceive the nations, since Judgment Day is fast approaching. The devil has picked up his game, he is intensifying his attacks, and is going to throw everything he has at us. The fingerprints of this diabolical work in these last days can be found in the lies and the deceptions that would cause us to reject God and his word. In his temptations that appeal to our sinful nature, and his persecutions of the Christian church, try to get us to deny our faith. The avenues carrying out such attacks on our souls can be seen in many different areas of life. Entertainment industry, the news media, scientific community, educational institutions, even religious communities, and world governments. These are all used by the devil to attack our souls and gain control of us. All these entities are causing great trouble and distress for believers. Martin Luther was writing about this battle when he penned that well-known battle hymn of the Reformation, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." He wrote, "The old evil foe now means deadly woe. Deep guile and great might are his dread arms in fight. But for us fights the valiant one, Jesus Christ of Sabbath Lord. He holds the field forever." Again, we've said this before, and it's worth repeating. The Lord Jesus, who is sitting at the right hand of God the Father, is ruling over everything and everyone for the sake of his church. He is the only one who will finally enable us to prevail in these battles. And the most powerful weapon Jesus has placed at our disposal is his word of truth, life, and salvation. With the use of God's word, the devil can't deceive us with his lies. With the use of God's word, we're empowered by the Lord to resist the temptations that come our way. But we'll fall into sin every single day. And that same word, that gospel message of Jesus, comforts us, reassures us of God's full and complete forgiveness. And that gives us great comfort and hope. Also, through God's word, we receive the necessary strength to withstand the temptations and the persecutions, tribulations. In addition to this, the Lord sends us his ministering spirits, his angels, to protect us from harm and danger. Daniel writes of a leading angel who will come to our aid and rescue in the final days leading up to the end. He says of him, "At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people." The angel Michael is identified as the great prince who will come to our aid and rescue. Earlier in the book of Daniel, the prophet tells of the angel Michael helping him when he was opposed by powerful forces in Persia. Chapter 10, he writes there, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia." In the heat of the battle, we're not alone. Not only do we have the Lord at our side, we have those powerful angels who are standing there to defend us and to protect us. I think of what the book of Acts reports about how the Apostle Peter was put in prison, shackled up, and in the middle of the night, an angel came and the shackles fell off. The prison doors opened all by themselves. Well, the angels that opened them, and he was set free. Some time ago, there was a Christian pastor who was imprisoned in Iran with the death penalty hanging over his head. When all of a sudden, for no explainable reason, he was set free. Well, I should say, there is an explainable reason. It was the Lord who helped to set free this pastor. With the battle fierce and the warfare long, we hear the prophet Daniel tell us of a deliverance, even a final deliverance from this sin-scarred world. He foretells this wonderful deliverance as he writes of it, "And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone who has been found in the book, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt." Some Christians will be delivered before Judgment Day. And that, of course, happens when God in His grace and mercy brings an end to our earthly pilgrimage and takes us immediately to heaven, delivered from all the troubles, the pain, the sorrows, and sadness. But then the deliverance Daniel foretells is the great deliverance on the last day of this world. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read that after the great tribulation, the Lord Jesus will descend from the clouds above, and every eye will see him. Everyone who's ever lived upon the face of this earth will see him, because on that day he's going to raise all the dead, of both the believers and unbelievers. And we read there in Matthew, "Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." According to Daniel's prophecy, on the last day, there will be that great and general resurrection of everyone who had ever died, believers and unbelievers. And then when he comes, there's going to be a great division from those who believed and those who did not. The believers who are raised, and this, you know, as you get older and you have these aches and pains and your body just kind of wears out, you look forward to the resurrection when he's going to raise you with a glorified, perfected body and soul and be received into the everlasting life of heaven. Daniel also foretells a tragic and sad eternal fate for countless souls that are raised in that day by saying of them, they'll be raised to shame and everlasting contempt. Instead of these wretched souls being raised with a perfected body, they're going to be raised with bodies that are just contemptible to the sight, horrid. Why will these have such a dreadful eternal fate? It's because they rejected the God of their salvation. How often don't we see unbelievers forsaking or just rejecting God or don't want to have anything to do with him, don't want to follow him? Well, because of this, because they reject the Lord and his salvation, their fate is wretched. They're going to be living in a world of God-forsakenness. And wherever God is not to be found, there's no joy, there's no happiness, just perpetual sadness and torment. This, however, is not going to be the fate for believers in Christ. For Daniel foretells concerning our eternal life of glory in heaven, "Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." So Daniel foretells that on that last day, believers will shine like the firmament in heaven, just like today we've got the sun shining brightly. And they're also going to be like stars forever and ever. Why will believers shine in glory in heaven? Well, Daniel says, because they're wise. And when I hear that, I cannot help but think of what the Apostle Paul said to Timothy. From childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. There is no greater wisdom in all the world than to have the wisdom of knowing your salvation is secure in Christ, who paid the debt for all your sins and gives you eternal salvation, yours through faith in Him. This wisdom transcends all other wisdom because it enables us to be received into the eternal habitation of heaven. The second thing which enables believers in heaven to shine like stars is that they will lead others to righteousness. The special work of turning others to righteousness is helping others come to know Jesus by faith as their Savior, and His righteousness is made ours. Those who turn others to righteousness are not only pastors and missionaries and Christian teachers, but it's also Christian parents who bring their children to their Savior. As far as that is concerned, it's every Christian who helps others come to know their Savior. We all will shine like stars in heaven. In the time that remains in these last days of sore distress, may God continue to guard and keep us in the faith as we encounter troubled times brought on by the enemies of our souls. When we're granted this gracious help from above, we're assured of being translated to the eternal habitations of heaven. And so when I think of this, I can only say this, which is found at the end of the Bible. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God that surpasses understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.